This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Yeah, that Ranger Suarez thing is, it's like a double bummer. It's a bummer for us, obviously, because it could impact the season and the start of the season, and who knows where it all goes with him. But then there's him and the reality that, you know, obviously he's in a contract year. So, look, you can overcome it, but it's just, it's not good to see that his back is again an issue, because we know when he's healthy, he's really good. And apparently he is not healthy right now. All right, good morning to you. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. So Wechter's last day, 38 years here at WIP. We honor him today. Get the calls into the Times Viewers line. I know a lot of people call on the regular phone lines, and we appreciate that. But for those of you that want to get your point out there, maybe can't get through or don't have time to wait, Times Viewers is always there for you. And our Times Viewers will be devoted to honoring Wechter today at the end of the show. So 215-238-4500. For you to get it in for Times Yours, 215-238-4500. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494, regular phone line number. Let's talk to Kenny right now. Good morning, Kenny.
Hey, good morning. Joe, thanks for letting me on today to talk about Joe Wechter. I have a quick story that I think I've only told once in the air about Joe. Back during Wing Bowl, they used to have what they call the Wechter's Cup, which went to the best entourage. And it was about halfway into the Wing Bowl when they came up with this. But they never actually had a trophy to give to anybody. And one night I came home from the bar, and John Ritchie might relate to something, having a clarity moment at about 4 a.m. when he comes strolling in after a drink or two. And I came up with the idea for Joe because it's the most fitting thing I could think of. Took a block of scrap wood and pulled my my cup out of my gym bag and screwed it on top and took magic marker and wrote Wechter's Cup. And that is what they gave out from that point forward.
That's funny.
And, Kenny, it's here in studio today.
Yeah, Joe's showing us right now, actually. That's good stuff.
It's hard to know what to do with it, like whether to pick it up and
pass or push it away.
You don't want to touch that,
to
John.
Discard of it. It looks, wow, it looks like it's seen. It's seen some things through
the
years.
Well, it looks to me, Kenny, like the cup
that
portion is too big for you.
A used cup.
Yeah, but John, wouldn't you say that's too big for Kenny?
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
Come on, man. Look at that thing. What is he,
man.
John? What is he, John Holmes now? What's going on there?
Whoa! Oh, man.
No, Kenny, I like it, man. Look, Kenny, I know Joe is one of your best friends. You and Joe are very close, and I'm glad you called in today, man.
And, well, we're going to celebrate tomorrow morning. We're on a plane to Clearwater for our annual trip where we're going to sit on the balcony and scream at people just like the two old guys in the Muppet Show.
That's good, man. All right, Kenny.
Old guys on the Muppets.
Yep. Sattler and Waldorf.
Love them.
Yeah. Me too.
Okay.
All right, Kenny, you got a shot to win these Gaffigan tickets. Who or what was great at something for a long time?
And he's still doing it. Sonny Hill.
Sonny,
radio show, and what he does for Philly basketball.
You got it. Sonny Hill, Kenny. Appreciate the
call.
There's
a little thing about Sonny.
Yes.
Sonny had producers he called the A-team.
Okay.
Joe Wechter was the first one.
Okay.
I was the second, and it got me out of a speeding ticket by a New Jersey state trooper one time.
Really?
Yep. I was on my way because he's 8 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Sure.
when I told the guy, goes, where are you going? And I said, well, I'm going, where do you work? I said, Sunny Hill. He goes, ah, I like Sunny Hill. I was like, thank you, Jesus.
That's so good. Thank you, Jesus, or thank
you,
Sunny.
Thank you, Sunny. Yeah, so, same thing, you know.
I like it a lot. All right, coming up in 1 minute, a question, actually two questions for you about the NCAA tournament, which really cranks up today, obviously around noon when this thing really gets going. Tournament questions coming up in just 1 minute.
You know you want lawn care service that provides better results and is safer for your family and pets. That's why I choose Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. At Natural Lawn, they believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without the harsh chemicals. They use environmentally friendly products to keep your lawn lush and green while protecting the safety of your family and pets. I don't have to worry as much about when I could have my dog running out on the lawn. It's safer. And by using organic fertilizers for safer weeds and insect controls, they make sure your lawn thrives naturally season after season. With Natural Lawn, I know my family's getting a beautiful lawn that we can all love. Switch to Natural Lawn safer services and start enjoying a beautiful, eco-friendly lawn you can be proud of. And schedule Natural Lawn's full service program today. You know you're going to make your lawn even more beautiful with free seeding every year. That thickens it up, makes it even greener and lusher. If you want greener, healthier lawn plus free seeding, call Natural Lawn at 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Your lawn deserves the best, so call the best. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
All right, so 215-592-9494 to weigh in on everything we're discussing today. Let's throw the tournament into the mix here. So NCAA tournament's going on for 2 days, but it really kind of hasn't. Like, it has, but it hasn't. So they've gone from 68 teams to 64 teams, but it really cranks up today. And, you know, these next 4 days are many people would say the four best because, you know, it's just a it's an orgy of college basketball, and it's just...
I want an orgy.
Well, Seltzer, you are fast.
Wow.
John, how does he do that? Like, he didn't know I was about to say that word. How does he know exactly where that is? James, how do you do that?
I don't know. I just am good at memory. Like, that's where my memory works for that kind of stuff.
Impressive. All right. So here's the Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox. From Armin Chevrolet, together let's drive, visit ArminChevy.com. Now, I've said many times in recent years, college basketball and by extension the NCAA tournament don't have the same luster as they used to have, but... NCAA tournament's still a great thing. There's no question. I loved last year's. I didn't know many players going into it.
I won my first big bracket last year.
But
like,
even
it
aside
was amazing.
From that,
I thought it was a great tournament.
You had that Edney guy. You had UConn.
You had a truly great team in UConn.
Yeah.
There were storylines. Yeah, the Edie guy.
Some random shot down Kentucky early. Like, there were some cool games. So anyway, here's the first question related to the tournament. Is the NCAA tournament the best annual sporting event?
What a great question.
So Olympics aren't annual, World Cup's not annual, like the annuals.
Super Bowl, World Series,
yeah.
NBA Championship.
All that.
Yep.
Wimbledon, the Masters.
Do you dock the NCAA tournament for expanding past the 64?
Not really. I mean, yes, but not in a way that I would say it moves it off potentially still
being the
best.
It doesn't change the enjoyment of these days.
Like, I agree.
I mean, today I
just ignore the first 2 days.
I think today and tomorrow are the best two sports days of the year, personally. Like, that's how
100%.
Much I love March Madness.
Well, I'm going to give you a flip side that I think... I'm going to give you a flip side that might have passed it, because I've I've always enjoyed it, but come to enjoy it more in recent years. The NFL playoffs.
Yeah, well, especially divisional weekend.
The NFL playoffs are an annual event. It's an annual sporting event.
It is fantastic.
Divisional and wild card are bonkers.
Oh, man.
Bonkers.
And the idea, the feeling that I get thinking about that, maybe some snow on the ground, maybe some chili wafting through the house.
So look, if this poll was taken 60 years ago, 50 years ago, I feel confident the World Series would be the thing. Like, that was the biggest annual thing in America.
Yeah, 100%.
In 1950, we weren't alive, but the World Series was...
Used to be played during the day.
All classic, baby.
So, but we ask you, where we are now... Is the NCAA tournament the best annual sporting event, yes or no? So we'll see where those answers go. Second poll question. To assess your excitement level for this year's tournament, are you excited for the NCAA tournament? Three choices. A, yes, a lot. B, yes, somewhat. C, no. Where do you stand at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter? Let us know. And you can weigh in on the phone lines as well. What do you think of the tournament, college basketball? Obviously, it's a massive shifting landscape. We know that. All right, speaking of shifting landscapes, Aaron Rodgers is available, and it hasn't exactly been smooth going for his free agency.
Shocking. Mm.
So Minnesota's already like, nope, we're good, we're done, we're going with the kid. So Minnesota's...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's out.
Well, the rumor was that's where he wanted to go.
That,
Minnesota was where he was, you know, sort of gumming up the works because that's where he wanted to go play for that, you know, organization.
And could win,
that
potentially.
Coach. He thought the team was ready. Yeah, all that stuff.
Isn't it nice to see him not get his way?
Yes.
It is.
It really is.
I get, like, joy out of that.
I do too, James. I do too.
It makes me like that coach even more because, you know,
Minnesota's coach?
Yeah. Part of it was because he likes the McConnell guy.
Okay.
And he's very young, and O'Connell, he's young and talented, and he's one of those guys who's, you know, the next Sean McVay type guy. That's who Aaron Rodgers wants to go play for, and I like the fact, and I don't know that this is how it went down, that he's saying, you know what, I don't need you, though.
Yeah, because normally
it's very hard for a coach like that to say to a talented quarterback like this.
That's right.
You know, having played for Andy and for John Gruden, John Gruden was a collector of, like, quarterback talent.
I remember that.
He loved just getting those guys in and talking to them and just having as many of those guys around as possible. Sometimes that's just what happens. It's hard for a coach who is a football head to turn down an all-time, Hall of Fame quarterback like Aaron Rodgers.
Andy had the chance to get Michael Vick and got him as his third-string quarterback. And that was about collecting quarterbacks. I mean, it was about collecting quarterbacks.
Exactly.
So here's the thing, though. Aaron Rodgers hasn't landed anywhere yet. Maybe he lands in Pittsburgh, maybe he doesn't. But one of Pittsburgh's stars and their defensive captain, Cam Hayward, earlier this week, I love his answer to, you know, is he going to recruit Aaron Rodgers? And the guy on his podcast said, like, would you follow him into what is it, one of those dark retreat rooms and all, you know, like to recruit him and try to connect with him. And I loved, and Cam Hayward's answer speaks to, I think, how tired many NFL players, forget us, the general public, how many NFL players are frustrated with Aaron Rodgers. Here's what Cam Hayward said.
I ain't doing that darkness retreat. I don't need any of that crap. Like, either you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or you don't. That's simple. That's the pitch. Like, if you want me to recruit, that's the recruiting pitch. You know, Pittsburgh Steelers, if you want to be part of it, so be it. If you don't, no skin on my back.
I love that, John.
Yeah.
I love that, right?
He sounds like Pittsburgh, too.
He does.
You can hear the Pittsburgh coming off of him.
I love that answer, man. All right, 215-592-9494. We also ask you, what is top of mind for you with the Phils a week out from this thing getting real? All right, let's go to the phones. Look who's on the line, John. Our buddy, Mr. John Brazier. John Brazier calling in on Wechter's last day. Good morning, John.
What's up, guys? I got to call in for Joe Wechter since we've known each other for 31 years.
Incredible.
And I got to say a couple things. He is the Wizard of Oz. He is the man behind the curtain that people don't see. He's also the voice of ventriloquist because he obviously feeds a lot of people some lines. And here's my thought this morning is that Keith Jones would not be president of the Flyers without Joe Wecker.
That's very
good. Good take right there, honestly. Not a bad take, John Brazier.
So John, tell the audience the backstory of the Jonesy Wecker on air thing.
All right. So Joe Wecker would feed lines to Keith Jones. Now, Keith Jones obviously is naturally funny. He's hilarious. But Joe Wecker basically fed Keith Jones tons of lines that Jonesy took all the time. Jonesy became obviously famous locally. The local famousness, I guess, took him to national doing some broadcasting.
Yeah.
The national basically took him to, all right, his brand is so big, let's make him the president as his team is, you know, rebuilding. And so you could honestly say that Joe Wecker was very instrumental on making Keith Jones the president of the Flyers.
I don't disagree with that.
I don't either. I really don't. I think it's a great, great take.
It's
really
pretty
do.
Good. You can't prove it, but I kind of like
you
what
can't
you're
prove it.
No, I like
no,
what you're
putting. You can't prove it.
Joe, I would know how good the lines were because in the days when Jonesy wasn't here, I would get those lines. I'm like, damn, these are good.
So,
dude, I would be standing in the studio with Wecker while he was producing, and I would just see him feed these lines, and then Jonesy would just pop it right out. So, it was like a ventriloquist.
Brazier, I got a natural question about our own current show. Why hasn't he been feeding these lines to Richie?
I guess maybe he assumes that Richie is, you know, he's a Stanford guy. Michigan.
Now, you know what it is? Joe's in a different room now. Because James took you into Joe's room, and then Joe popped into another room. Roles changed.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I could have benefited in a big way.
John, you could replace Smolinski as the president of the Eagles.
Exactly. Now you see the natural line of transition. So
it's a little late, John.
Yeah, it is.
I did not put two and two together like this, but I do feel like I got ripped off.
You did.
Well, I'm looking forward to hanging
for
with Wecker in
the
a couple
future.
Days. So,
yes.
Looking forward to hanging with Wecker in a couple days. He'll have his natural seat right at the Tiki Bar.
I love it, man. I love it. Well, look, John, we'll talk to you, I'm sure, in about a week and a half or so. Maybe opening day we get you on the show. And thanks for calling in today to honor
Wait, you didn't ask me the question.
Okay, here's the question,
question
sir.
Of the day. What's the question of the day?
Who or what was great at something for a long time?
Well, obviously, I got to say something in baseball since I've been in baseball for 32 years. So I'm going to go Ichiro because he did it for 28 straight years in a, obviously, in a Hall of Fame fashion. So Ichiro.
Did he really play for 20? How many
including
years?
Including Japan, yeah.
28 years. Yes, I think.
Did he really?
Oh, dude. Yeah, he played for 9 years before he came over here.
I know he won 7 straight batting titles in Japan before.
So how old was he when he...
Was he
40?
No, he was older than that.
He played till he was like 42 or 3.
He's
or
my favorite non-Phillies player.
He's up there for me. I loved
watching him play.
All right, John, great answer with Ichiro, man. Great stuff. You know, and John, thanks for the call. Ichiro is the one guy people think if he had started his career here could have and would have passed Pete Rose.
Yeah. I mean, he set the record for hits in a season with 262, most hits in a season ever by anybody.
I mean,
still got over 3,000,
He got to 3,000 hits here, over 3,000, and won 7 batting titles there before he got here.
Isn't that unbelievable?
I never watched him play enough to
appreciate what he did.
Also, had one of the strongest outfield arms we've ever seen in the history of baseball,
too. Oh, really?
Dude, he pitched, he threw the hardest, he still has the record for the fastest opening, ceremonial first pitch. He threw a 94-mile-per-hour pitch as like a ceremonial first pitch when he was for the Seattle game, like a few years ago.
All right, 215.
A few years ago.
Like 48 or something like that.
No way.
No, Ichiro's a marvel.
So how hard could he throw when he was a player?
Could he throw 100 miles an hour as a player?
I don't know, maybe.
Ben and Ichiro were boys. Ben the next time he's in here. They play together.
If you just look up like Ichiro throws from the outfield, you'll see some amazing stuff.
Oh, yeah. All right, I have heard some of that.
215-592-9494. Coming up, Bryson Stott, what he said this week on WIP when talking to Joe and Hugh detailing his injury from last year. We'll get to that and more. Phone calls on all of these topics. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino because, you know, they are turning the excitement for the tournament up to an even higher level with college basketball. You know, through the first two rounds of the tournament, and they define it as that which begins today. So today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, first two rounds, bet on the lowest winning seed of the day, and you will win a share of $1 million in bonus bets. It's an upset that you don't have to be upset about. Look, it's obviously great. What's about to happen is a bonanza of college hoops as we go in the next couple days from 64 to 16. It's four of the greatest sporting days of the year every year. And find the bet with a low-seeded team. Lock it in. And you can obviously win, as I said, a share of $1 million. So, in bonus bets. It's an amazing opportunity at FanDuel.com/hammer. To bet the tournament, FanDuel.com/hammer. Obviously, all the regular bets are there. You know, just game by game. Who's going to win? Who's going to win it all? It's all there for you with the tournament at FanDuel.com/hammer.